Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Unlimited Realities with Lisa Zimmer. I am Lisa Zimmer, your host, and today we have a very exciting day. It's the first show that's going to an hour, because we've been in half hour up to this point. And we also have a very special guest, Lisa Zimmerman, who is a soul sister from so many years ago for me. The way I found her is just an incredible story in itself. She's a wonderful astrologer. She's from New York City. Her website is soullevelsolutions.com. And without further ado, let me introduce Lisa Zimmerman. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it is. It's so fascinating how we found each other. You found me. really, Lisa well, Zimmer and Lisa Zimmerman.
Well, and you know, I'll start the little story, and you can fill in the blanks if I miss anything. But
okay.
I have just left my marriage, so I was newly single, and I was living on my own with my sons in my first rental home. Now I'm in my other rental home, and I came in after being out with a girlfriend and having two glasses of red wine, which is over my limit with red wine. I'm such a lightweight. I cannot handle red wine. And I'm sitting on the bar stool in my kitchen, going through emails like I normally am at midnight. And I'm answering emails, and I see this email pops up, and it says Lisa Zimmerman. And I'm thinking, oh, silly, you got my name wrong again, because I went through school the entire 12 years correcting everyone. No, it's Zimmer. It's not Zimmerman. So I read a little bit further, and I realize here's this Lisa Zimmerman from New York City. I was born in New York, so there's a connection there, her name. She looks like she could be my sister, so I just send an email, and I said, we need to know each other. And that's how it began.
And then, of course, it wasn't long before I wanted to know your birthday, because I am an astrologer, and our birthdays are 4 days apart, both Pisces. Just by virtue of being a Pisces, this puts you in a category of not regular already. And so,
that's right.
Both of us, yeah, and, you know, as I say this, I can feel the energy coming in now that I'm talking about this and our connection. We were destined to meet. I'm looking at your chart right now.
Well, wonderful. You have my chart. That's always exciting.
Of course.
I connected with you immediately. I looked at your eyes. That's my first indicator, is when I look into someone's eyes, if I either connect or I kind of disconnect. And there was an immediate connection. I loved you immediately. I knew you forever. So we connected on that level. And when it comes to Pisces women, I either love them just immediately or I just stay away from them. So it's like, I knew from this Pisces woman, she was so much like me. And as I have watched our transformations over the years, we have paralleled so much in just, you know, our what we've jumped off on and what we've, you know, taken on in our lives. And I've just watched little things that we parallel upon. And it's just, it cracks me up every time, because it's like, I'm right behind you in regard to, okay, we're starting something new, Lise. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, I am thrilled to have you here. It has been, it's been a wonderful journey through the last few years, and I came into 2011 really feeling like I was ready and open to, you know, allowing a relationship into my life after having left a 15, 16-year marriage. So it took me a few years for me to get really true to myself in regard to when I was ready. And so I knew at the end of 2010 I was ready and getting ready for it, and intuitively I felt it. Then I had an astrologer friend say to me, this is going to be a very powerful relationship year for you. So that was kind of, you know, a little bit of a validation, but she didn't elaborate, of course. And And so for you to have my chart in front of you, it's interesting to see what you're going to tell me. So
well, I'll tell you that this year, you're, first of all, just your beingness, you're going to another level spiritually. Your gifts should be even more finely attuned as you go on. Really, you're hitting a whole new level as the planet Neptune approaches your sun. And also I was wondering, I just want to see something. I was wondering, it looks too, before I get to the relationship thing, it looks too like new work is going to be coming in for you. You know, it's like, I know you don't have a job per se, but like some new expression of your work may be coming. It's going to be a big year. I think you're going to be very visible. And then, as far as relationship goes, I'm just looking to see the exact timing of this. Yeah, it looks like around May, like April, May, June through like the summer through August, you may encounter a new relationship, and if you do, it will be serious. It will have a big impact on you. And I think in this way, I think any beliefs around relationships, any old patterns, any old non-working patterns will really be up for examination, and you get to do it a new way this time.
Well, I'm feeling, I've definitely felt the shift for myself towards the end of last year, and it definitely kicked it in career-wise for myself. And no, I don't work for anybody per se, but I do,
right,
you know, work for myself. And so that has been tweaked and retweaked all last year, and even more so I feel it coming in this year. And my work is, you know, like an extension of who I am. It's also, you know, almost like another child to me, you know. So I take it very personally. It's very intimate. It's an intimate part of who I am. And I do feel that definitely flourishing and moving up, and of course that's always necessary and important to me. But I'm also interested. Now last month I have very limited astrology information, insight, knowledge, wisdom. I do the best with what I have, but I always refer them to you. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. But last month, I was inundated with emails from people freaking out, from family to friends to just Facebook contacts, asking me, what does this mean? Because Huffington Post posted an article in regard to astrology.
Yeah, I know where we're going.
Okay, let's clear the air with this first off, because this really had people freaking out. I mean, and you know what was really interesting to me, which all you Leos out there, you can have a little chuckle with yourselves on this. I had more people who were Leos coming to me freaking out that they were no longer a Leo.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, is that because Cancers, you know, have a bad rep, or that they're so ingrained in being a Leo and, you know, being that grandiose personality? But I found it really a little comical. Can you explain to us a little bit what this means? Because what the Post said, what the Huffington Post was implying, was that many of us who have believed we were a Pisces or an Aries or a Virgo, we're now, their signs are being changed or going backwards, and a lot of them had altered. I'm going to throw the ball to you now.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, unfortunately, I am not the one with all the details of all the technicalities of astrology. the if they didn't have computers, if you had to cast the charts mathematically by hand the way they used to, I probably wouldn't be an astrologer. That part of this is not my strong suit. My strong suit is interpretation. But this is what I can tell you. There's all different kinds of astrology, and it's ancient to modern. And there are different schools of astrology. And what someone did, I'm just going to give you the essence of what happened. Someone took information from one school and mixed it with another school of astrology and misconstrued the information. So it became, and then the internet, anything you put out gets picked up and spread around like wildfire. So what was spread around was misinformation. It was just confused information. It's just not true. So to go into the, and astrologers who are very highly technical, which is many of them, and they're great at this. I'm not. But they posted these long explanations of what it means, and it's long and technical. But the essence is it's not true. It doesn't matter. Move on. You are. And when people's identities are threatened, people are very identified with their sign. Like, that's what created such an emotional uproar is that, what do you mean I'm not who I think I am anymore?
Right.
And the other thing is, signs that are next to each other in the whole zodiac, the sign that is next to yours on either side is so radically different and incongruent with your sign that, you know, that's also part of the alarm. It's like, what could, if you're a Leo, which is all about being the leader, the highest expression of Leo is leadership. Center of attention is a byproduct of that, but people who put all their energy into needing to be the center of attention without taking on the responsibility and conscientiousness of being a leader in integrity, that's not a high expression of Leo. Just, you know, needing all the attention would be a low expression of Leo. But, if, you know, but to tell someone who's came in to be the leader and to be a strong center of things that suddenly they're the nurturer caretaker, it so doesn't resonate with them, it freaks them out. It's like being demoted. Like all of a sudden, you were the president, but now you're going to be like, you know, a nurse or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
No.
Well, so. And it's also, you know, I found a lot, there was actual, you know, a panic. I mean, people were panicked about it. And you know, there was this feeling of, now what do I do? Now, you know, how do I identify with myself? And you're right. They did, you know, we do, whether it's a conscious or a subconscious, I think it's something that it's something like this to trigger that identity crisis or that knowledge of who am I now? Okay, so I thought I was this powerful, bold, courageous soul, and now you're telling me that, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I'm not really comfortable with that. And
yeah.
You know, I found it to be really revealing because people who I didn't even realize put too much credence in their astrology makeup were coming to me and saying, can you explain this to me? This really bothers me. And so I think you've given everybody a little bit of some awe and peace in regard to, hey, you're still who you always thought you were. This is just isn't it kind of like a little flavor, like it's just really more of a flavor of what's coming through the zodiacs right now in hindsight, not necessarily the total aspect of the sign. It's just because I have flavors of Aries and I have flavors of Aquarius in me.
Well, you have two planets in Aries and you have two planets in Aquarius. That's why you have these. It's not the flavor, you have it. It's like this.
Okay.
The sun sign is your ego and your essence. The sun sign is when your birthday is. Everyone knows their sun sign. So it's your but the essence of who you are, how you see the world from the inside looking out. It's a very personal experience. There are 10 planets in astrology. The sun is one of them. So the sign that you're born under is your essence, your ego, how you see the world from the inside looking out. And then that sign, that planet is in a house, and that tells where in life you will express this in a big way. So there's layers and layers of information. Then there are 9 other planets in the chart, and each planet represents a different aspect of your character. So the sun is one aspect of you. The moon is your emotional self. Mercury is the way you communicate, the way you think, write, speak, all that. Venus is the way you are in relationships and your beliefs about love.
Okay.
Mars is the way you take action, how you move in the world. You know, are you very direct or are you more covert about your actions? All that is expressed by your Mars. Jupiter is your beliefs, you know, and where your things come easily to you and you're very expanded and hot to trot. Saturn is structure, and it's a place in your early life where things might have been challenging, but as you evolve, this is, leads to your career and your work. It's all very interesting. Everything means something, and there's a whole evolution that takes place from your early life to your later life, especially, you know, if you're on a conscious path. But I wanted to say one thing about this freak out thing. This past last summer, we were in a really hard astrological setup, and hard means tension or conflict, and this was a whopper, and even astrologers didn't know how to predict exactly how this would play out. So we had eclipses and a cardinal grand cross, which means some big planets were opposing each other and creating a box, so there was no way out. And if you remember back to last summer, things changed and people didn't know what to do. And it's as if all our reference points were shifted. Everything you counted on to look around you as, you know, for security, for the way you understood your world and your life, things were shifted around and it left people feeling so vulnerable and out of balance. And we made it through, and there were a lot of big changes, big. And so now when this thing came around to me, it feels like it triggered that unconscious stuff again. Like, oh, no, I thought I knew who I was, and now you're telling me that's not me? Because the world is changing, you know?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it totally makes sense. And I did feel that very much starting around July, August of the summer, and then the eclipse in December 21st was a whopper as well.
That's right.
That really catapulted me. I mean, I think if anything catapulted me was that eclipse of in December, because it was like, it was almost like I woke up, went to sleep one night and woke up the next morning, and I could feel the shift within me. So it was, you know, usually I know it when it's coming, and this one just pretty much was, hey, hello, how you doing? And things took off from there, but it was not expected. I did not expect the shift internally. I did not expect what was going on in my outside world. And I really, at that point, it came front and center with dealing with a tremendous amount of boundary issues among within myself and also people in my life, and really understanding who could honor boundaries and who really had a hard time with honoring what my boundaries were. And so I had to make a conscious decision that those people were, I could love them from a distance. I didn't have to interact with those who really didn't honor what was important to me, what was my truth, what was my boundaries. And so that was a real awakening for me at that point. And I know we're going through something right now, in fact.
Wait, I want to tell you something. Wait, I want to tell you something about that.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. You know,
oh, please don't.
that was a lunar eclipse, and a lunar eclipse that happened on the winter solstice, and it was a whopper, but lunar eclipses are about endings. So it's just very interesting because that's what you described. It became very clear to you what had to end.
Yes, it did. And it was, you know, I know that some people may have gotten their, you know, buttons pushed by it, but I had to really honor my truth. And it was a matter of almost looking at myself in the mirror and saying, okay, who do I value more? Where they're at and making them feel comfortable in their lack of boundaries in my life or my boundaries in my life. And it, you know, I'm not naturally, it's not naturally an easy thing for me to sever. You know, I don't sever things easily. I tend to nurture them along and then say, okay, that's that. I wash my hands. I can love you from a distance. And I did that. But they, you know, it was very difficult. I found that there was more resistance from others. There was more of them trying to constantly speak their truth in why they could do what they were doing. Even though it was not meshing in my world, they still felt a need to explain that what they were doing was okay and I should accept it. And so I found that very interesting, necessary, and a great growth for me, and something I really tapped into and honor. But in moving on from that solstice, we're now in February 3rd, which is also, I'm honoring my mother, my mother's birthday. She would have been 84 today. And we're also in a new moon, aren't we?
Yes, this is the new moon in Aquarius, which is all about, you know, Aquarius is the sign of forward thinking and stepping out of the box, breaking the rules, claiming the right to be your authentic self. It's about being authentic. It's not about fitting in. And it's about claiming your genius. We all have genius. You know, we're taught in our culture, you know, it's kind of bred out of us to not claim our gifts as if that's self-centered or, you know, needing too much attention. I just think it's really important and major that we each claim that which is within us that we're really good at, you know, what, and everyone has their genius. And to stop trying to fit in so much and find yourself, like, what do you think? What are your original thoughts? That's Aquarius.
Right.
Also,
yeah.
It's all about the greater good and humanity. And, you know, it's that Oprah energy.
Okay. Now, in regard to this being a new moon, you also encourage those of us who follow you on your blogs and on your information to, you know, you encourage us to really honor new moons with a little ritual. And can you provide our listeners to that wisdom that you give
Sure.
us in regard to a little ritual for the new moon?
Yes. So new moons are the time for new beginnings, and it happens every month, and there's a new moon and a different sign each month. So on the new moon, that's the time to plant seeds for what you want to create, develop, or grow in your life or expand. So what I recommend is that you write down your intentions. And your intentions can say, you can begin each intention, and this is about what you want to create or call into your life, magnetize. So you can either say, I create, or you can say, I ask and allow. Whatever feels right for you. And there's a whole receiving piece that goes with this, because there are people who are very good at, you know, setting intentions and being in the wanting phase, but are not very good at allowing things in. So that's the other part of the deal. So you write down your intentions, and no more than 10, because you don't want to dilute the energy. And then you put them somewhere where you see them every day. And if you have a little altar or some place where you see them every day, the more you look at them and the more you connect with them and really resonate with feeling and envisioning having that, what you want to bring in, it's a great way to stay focused on magnetizing that which you want in your life.
Now, when we do this, when we make our list, usually I keep it to three things because I like to keep it concentrated on three focus areas. But when I was beginning to do this in following your insight, I did make a list of 10. For me specifically, it works better. Three seems to be a good number for me, and it keeps me more focused. But I know we're in the hours of doing it now because this is a powerful full moon in Aquarius, and it started last night, right?
Yeah, it started at 9:31 p.m. Eastern time. So we're still in the first 24 hours. So you want to do that. This is the first full day with the new moon energy. So this is a big day. Anything you want to begin, take some action, whether it's making a phone call, creating a plan, do something that goes towards that. You know, even if it's just getting information. But yes, you want to take an action today. Plus, it's the Chinese New Year, which is a big deal. Not that I know that much about it, but it's just an auspicious time of high energy. And this whole year is going to be a year where our actions have huge impact. So everything we think, say, do is going to we're going to watch things manifest quickly. So you have to be careful about your thoughts. You can't afford to think negatively. You can't afford to worry because worry is rehearsing what can go wrong. You don't want to do that. You want to really keep focused on what you want to create and moving forward. And if something needs to be cleared, then you need to get help with that to help clear that.
Now, does this mean that we are in a more powerful manifestation period in general just within the year of 2011, or that because it's a new moon, our manifestation ability is stronger at that point?
Both. This year will be unlike any other. I mean, our world changed last year big time. And that's what I mean. Energetically, for people who are energetically sensitive and awake, everybody felt it last summer. It's like, what's happening? You know, where are we? It would be like being in a foreign country, being in a new place, and you don't quite speak the language. Like something is different, and you're just not sure how to maneuver. That's how it was last summer, and that was the big change. But yes, this whole year leading to 2012, the next few years are going to be very powerful and different. And it's a new moon, so this is the day that we need to take actions towards what we want to create. It's the day. It would be like surfing, and you want to get with the wave. You know, you want to ride the wave and get in sync with the energy. And so that would be taking an action today.
And I really feel the transition that's going on. I did feel it through 2010. I did feel an acceleration that was happening planetarily, and I have watched even in my work with clients how the transformation is happening individually with everyone. We have, you know, those who have been kind of riding the conscious awakened wave, and then we have, you know, those who have been, you know, peeking through the door and, you know, starting to understand what it's like to be conscious of what we're creating and co-creating in our lives. And then there's also those who are experiencing a lot of disruption in their lives because they have to clear out some old and make way for the new. And so there's all different levels in this awakened state that's happening. And I see it, you know, from the outside looking into people's lives, you see it as well, and you also have the astrological insight and information that helps support that in guiding them. Let's talk a little bit about your work and your practice and how you work with your clients, because I know also you have another dimension to your business practice that's come in. So let's talk a little bit about this and what you're offering others in your gifts and your talents here.
All right. So the way I work is I was led to astrology late in life. I was 46 years old when I started studying astrology, and I'm 50. I'm going to be 56 this month. So, you know, it was about 10 years ago, and I wasn't seeking to be an astrologer. I was trying to understand myself. I had done all this healing work, you know, recovering from some serious trauma, and I had done all kinds of healing work, and I still didn't understand why, if I'm like this, do I do that? I didn't understand how different parts of me fit together, and I always felt like something was wrong. So I was led to, and I live in New York City, and I was led to a big astrology conference, and I heard how specific it was and psychological and spiritual, so I started studying with a teacher in a class. And after a few months, as I learned the basics, when I looked at a chart, all the other healing work I'd done came through the chart. Like when I looked at a chart, I didn't just see the basic things you know, that we were learning, I felt the experience that the person is having. I felt like what this person feels like. So everything I had learned came in to me through the charts. So at this late stage of my life, I found my thing, so to speak. You know, I knew I was smart and talented, but I never really found my thing, and I thought, you know, it was too late, I'd missed it, I ruined it, something. And I was wrong. You know, I'm a late bloomer, which is in my chart. And I found out that everything that I thought was wrong, as I learned astrology, I learned, like, oh, no, here's the map. Here's the soul map. And this is exactly who I came here to be. And so that's the way I approach the chart. When I look at your chart, I see your gifts, strengths, and talents, but what I'm looking for is, where's the monkey wrench? Where are the challenges? Because wherever they are, that's where spiritual growth and evolution can take place. And so it's in seeking our healing that we're led to places we never would have gone otherwise, which in turn leads to the discovery of our life purpose. Our great work. So our gifts help us navigate the challenges early in life because we do our best to avoid the hard places in our charts. And then eventually, if we have the grace to be led on a healing path, it's in going through these things that you're led into worlds that you wouldn't have otherwise known. So I found that everything really makes sense. And that's the way I use astrology. You know, mine is less predictive in terms of, like, I can see the energies that you'll encounter, and I can tell you what's the highest expression of this energy. What's the way that's for your highest good to work with this energy that you're about to encounter, and what might this mean for you? But I'm not the astrologer who tells you, oh, this is going to happen on Tuesday. And there are many and many who are very good at that. That's not my thing. I'm here to help people know who they came here to be and what's the highest expression of that. Because there are higher expressions of the energy and lower expressions. So when we're in our issues and wounds, we're in the lower expression of an energy. I not only see what the higher expression is, I know the way to get there. I know I can tell people, like, what they need to do to heal and how to proceed and where they're going.
Wonderful. And where would they be able, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you seeking your services?
Well, you can go to my website, Soul Level Solutions, S-O-U-L, nextlevelsolutions.com. And I recommend signing up for my newsletter because that's where the good information is that comes out weekly on Fridays. And but on the website, there's an astrology page, and you can see my different services. And that's how you can find me. And you can, you know, my contact information is there. And I would have to say my brand is Deep Care. I take care of people. I'm here to provide care. That's my mission. And that's in my chart. You know, it's all there. That's the wild thing. It's like I can see your relationship with each parent in the chart, your role in the family as a child, everything. So when we find out, like, oh, what if the experiences you had were exactly what you came to do and came to experience in order to lead you somewhere? It just makes it very different because most people, and this was me, my biggest fear was that I was doing it wrong or I failed or, you know, I made mistakes and, you know, now wouldn't
right.
be who I was supposed to be, and it's just not true.
No, it's your divinity. You're just, you know, like some are early bloomers and some are late bloomers. And you know, it's really important that message in itself just gets out there, because I know women who have raised children for, you know, decades and then all of a sudden lost their identity or you know, didn't honor who they were through their child-rearing motherhood. And so, you know, even in that is a late bloomer, and that's beautiful as
Absolutely.
Well, because it's a, you know, it's a dual gift. You were able to raise your children, and now you're able to really honor another call within you, because there's always something in addition to raising children that you have within yourself.
That's right. That is not your identity. That's a role
right.
you play, but it becomes the identity for many women, and then they're left kind of, you know, nowhere. And the thing is, in our culture, there's a lot of the questions for young people, like, what are your plans? What do you want to be? All, as if you're supposed to know. And so you can't know what you are meant to be if you don't know who you are. And many
right.
people do not have a clear connection to their own identity because they were told who to be. So they're busy acting like they think they're supposed to be, and things aren't working, and they feel bad and blame themselves, when the truth is they never got the proper mirroring of who they are. So that's the
right.
kind of thing that I provide, too, and it's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it's very important, because, you know, I've been a mother, and I've always had my career, even as a mother, it was on the back burner. But, you know, in leaving a marriage and redefining who I was, it was very important to realize that I'm more than a mother, and I'm very much a mother. I mean, it's my first important, most important role. However, it's not all that I am, and I really want to emphasize that for women, that, yes, your role as a mother is very, very valid, very important, the most important job there is. However, there's more to you than that. And I, you know, I really encourage my listeners to follow up with Lisa Zimmerman at Soul Level Solutions. And, you know, if you're going through an identity realignment, you know, she's a great person to tap into. And Lisa, we do have a caller, so I am going to bring this caller in raw and real. We have no idea who it is or what they're going to say.
Okay.
So here we go. Hello, caller. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Hi there. What's your question for Lisa Zimmerman? Thank you so much for calling in today.
You guys are great. I really kind of, you were making my heart beat fast as you were talking about being a late bloomer. And
what's your name?
Really, what's that?
What's your name?
My name's Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Lisa.
What's your question?
I kind of have been wondering about, in being a late bloomer, if this relationship that I'm in is right, and I do. I've been married before. I'm kind of ready to put my foot in and want to settle down, which is kind of even uncomfortable for me to say, but just wanted some insight on that.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Not at all. I am 32. I'll be 33 this year.
Okay. Let me tell you why I'm asking. In astrology, in the astrological model, it takes 29 years for this Sirius planet Saturn to go around the chart, and that's when you enter adulthood. So who you're attracted to before 29 is completely different than who you're attracted to after 29.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I think the astrological model makes a lot more sense than our Western idea of being an adult at 21, because you're still a child then. So anyway, you're early in your adult, you know, you're a young adult. And according to me, you're not supposed to know what you're doing yet. And so if you don't know exactly what you're doing, don't feel bad. What if you were just supposed to be exploring right now? To discover yourself and find yourself, you know. So you're in. So you got this new guy. When's your birthday?
June 20th.
Uh huh. What
tough.
Year?
78.
Do you know your time of birth?
7:44 p.m.
Oh, I love it. And where were you born?
Good job.
Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Okay. I love that you knew your birth time. Thank you.
Yes.
Mississippi, is Mississippi MS? Is that the abbreviation? Okay. Thank
yes.
you. Just want to make sure. All right. Let's see, Angela. Angela, you're a Gemini. You're at 29 degrees of Gemini, just in case you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should have been going through some big changes in the last few years. I mean, whoppers, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And by the way, that eclipse we had, that one that Lisa was talking about, landed right on your sun. Right on your sun, which means some huge ending for you or something. What did anything happen in December? Before Christmas or around that time?
In December? I don't know.
All right. Well, don't worry about it. So listen, so what's the scoop with this guy? How long have you been with him?
around 2 years.
And how is it?
Well, it's up and down. He's a lot older than I am.
How older?
He's 49.
So, is this the first older man that you've been with?
Yes.
You know, I see your father in your chart.
My father?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you hear me making a connection? So what's the...
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's a lot here, Angela. First of all, I'm going to just tell you what I think. At 32 years old, you don't know who you are yet. Not because there's anything wrong with you, because you're 32 years old. You're still, like, discovering and exploring. So what you've told me so far is that, and I see that you have been through some huge changes, really profound changes, but at your age, just growing up, there's like big changes all the time, just by virtue of being a young person growing up. You're with someone who's very much older than you, and you'd said that it's up and down. So does this sound like a good plan to get married to you? You want the security, right?
Yes.
Angela, I sense somebody else coming in.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear what she said?
No.
I sense somebody completely new coming into your life this year.
Really?
And that's my intuitive hit, okay? That's like, if you were coming to me for a reading, that's what I would be telling you, because I see it really clearly. And I think Lisa's telling you the same thing in a very diplomatic way.
Right.
Apparently my diplomacy has taken a back seat today, so...
Well, no, you're
gonna let it fly for you, babes.
You know, Angela, Lisa's given you some additional information, which is really cool. To get us both together is great.
Yeah,
you know, I'm counseling you. It's like I'm not hearing somebody who's really ready to make a life commitment with someone. That it just doesn't feel clear to me at all. And that's and just the looking at what I'm looking at in your chart, I think you're in the midst of changes that are so huge that you may not be able to see beyond them, and maybe it's unsettling. And so you feel, you know, you're looking like relationships are where you live. You need, you're very other oriented. So not be in a relationship for you is uncomfortable, right?
No. I don't mind not being in one either.
You don't? Well, then I suggest you stick with, it just doesn't feel at all congruent. It doesn't feel like there's a strong connection that's stable.
But there is one coming in, Angela, and I do see that. It's someone closer in age to you, probably about 3 or 4 years older than you, and it will be towards the second half of this year. So if you can just trust that, you know, your growth for the next 6 months is going to be really phenomenal within yourself, and trust that flow of where you're moving to, you've got some lessons to learn with this older relationship and some clarity to gain with your relationship from your father from it. So, you know, there's a real healing that can be done here in this relationship. It doesn't mean you have to sever it right now. Just understand that it's not the end all of relationships for you.
Well, thank you.
And also,
you're welcome. And thanks for calling in. I'm going to say goodbye, Angela, and, you know, definitely consider capping in with Lisa at Soul Level Solutions. And thank you again for calling in. I'm going to take my next caller here.
Bye, Angela.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead with your question for Lisa.
Okay. My question is, my name is David.
Hi, David.
And my question is career-oriented. I've been pretty much on the path, you know, with my career and planted those seeds and all sorts of wonderful things, and just wondering if it's going to sprout.
Wow. When's your birthday?
May 24th, 1973.
Okay. Do you know what time?
11:55 a.m.
And where was that?
South San Francisco.
Is that different from San Francisco?
Yep.
Okay. Then let me get the South in there. All right. Okay, let's see. You've been planting seeds. Is it going to sprout? Oh, wow. Listen, you have a chart where, okay. So you have a chart where ultimately I believe you're going to be really successful. I think if there's any issue you're having, does your sensitivity undermine you sometimes? Or self-doubt or anything like that?
It has, yeah. It has. My first instinct was yes.
Okay. Well, you know, and I'm sorry because you're Leo rising, and I know you came to be the leader and the light, and so asking about vulnerability to a Leo rising is, you know, really putting you on the spot, and I apologize for that.
Right.
He'll get over it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I'll tell you, let's see where we are right now. I'm calculating. I'm looking at things here. You do have a chart that says success, let me tell you. But how old are you?
37.
Oh, goody. So you're just approaching the midlife course correction. This is good. Oh, boy, wait a minute. Now I'm seeing what's happening here. You're about to have some very profound experiences this year and next year.
I'm already in it.
You are?
God. I just went through a death, I feel like. Yeah.
Of your old self or what?
Oh, yeah, everything. Relationship, finances, everything. And so right before the year ended.
David, you have huge things coming that are not only feel-good things, but that will lead you toward your destiny and life purpose, which is to step into your authority and be
right.
The authority. And it's about creativity and self-expression, like really putting yourself out there.
Yeah, I've been writing. You know, I just finishing off this book, so, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, you have.
Thank you, David, for calling. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I'm gonna say goodbye because I have a line of calls here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling
bye,
in.
Bye, David.
Bye, bye.
All right, and here we go to our next caller. Hello, can you hear me? Hello. Hello. Hi there. Hi. Okie doke. All right. There's another one. Here we go.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi there.
I'm good. What's your first name?
This is Krista.
Hi, Krista. I am Lisa, and we're talking to Lisa Zimmerman. Do you have a question for Lisa?
Yes, I do.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
It may be better if you turn the volume down on your server, your computer, so we can hear you, because I'm getting some back noise.
Yeah, it's echoing.
Hi, Krista. I am...
All right. It's down.
Turn it off.
I just have a quick question regarding a relationship, whether or not it should... end or continue?
Okay.
And your birth date?
April 28th, 1974.
Okay.
Time?
12:28 p.m.
And where were you born?
Robbinsdale, Minnesota.
Robbinsdale or Ville?
Robbinsdale. It's R-O-B-B-I-N.
Okay, got it. All right, let's see. How long have you been in this relationship? What's happening?
It's been on and off for the last two and a half years.
Mm-hmm. So... So what's happening? I can't tell from just looking at this. I can't tell you whether you should stay or go. You have to give me more info.
Okay. It's been basically I've been trying to follow my own intuition, and I think I'm not sure if it's been right about this person, and so I was the one leaving and then kind of feeling like I'm getting pulled back in, and then I'm starting to doubt myself.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I see in your chart, just in your natal chart here, is how connected are you to your needs? I feel like you may idealize love and your partner, so you get involved with someone with, you know, what you see is real, but it's not the whole picture. And then later when the reality starts to come in, you realize that you're not getting your needs met after all. Does that sound right to you?
Sounds pretty good.
So I think you probably are not connected all the way to yourself yet. I think you need attention and care, so you get a really clear sense of self before you're ready to get involved, because I think you have a very romantic notion of relationships. And it's not because there's something wrong with you. You carry the energy of divine love, which is higher than earthly love, but you may give more than you get in return. Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's not okay. You have to learn to receive. Like, you need to get, you need to receive as much as you give. That's my remedy for you. Practice receiving. It's a spiritual practice for you. I have a course on this. It's a big deal.
Receiving is very difficult. I mean, it's, for me, it's one of my biggest lessons is to learn to receive. And, you know, I can tell you, you know, you really, it's something that you have to love yourself first before anything else. And it has to come from your core. And that doesn't mean, you know, saying, oh, how grand I am. It just means being honest and true to your core. And Lisa does have a phenomenal program teaching that.
It's called The Beauty of Receiving. And you can get the recordings. And it's like this. In astrology, the same symbol that is the symbol for love is the symbol for what you value and how you value yourself. And until you learn to value yourself, and it's, if you didn't get this at home as a child, then you need to get it now. And you need to learn that, because you will attract different kinds of people into your life. Okay?
Right. Thank you so much for calling. Many blessings to you. And
thank
I wish you a lot of happiness for 2011. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much. We are at the end of our hour. My goodness, it went so quickly.
Sure did fly. Yes, it did.
You know, let's talk a little bit about what are some trends. We have a couple of minutes here. What are some trends that we can look forward to in 2011 as we are opening and awakening and becoming more awakened in our conscious and unconscious states of awareness? Where are we moving to as a global family as well as energetically?
Yeah. Well, Uranus, the planet that rules Aquarius, Uranus, the planet of change and the authentic self and the greater good, is leaving Pisces, our sign, after many years and moving into Aries in mid-March. And the energy is going to change so much. And moving into Aries means it's the warrior, the maverick, the pioneer, from soft, gentle Pisces into the warrior, maverick, pioneer energy, which means for all of us, it's time to take a leap and step into our big selves. It's time to step, you know, we can't hide. We can't play small. It's time to be who we came here to be. And if you don't know what that is, you need to get assistance, get help to find out, do your work, get whatever support you can to find more and more about yourself and what you came here to contribute, because it's time. The world needs you. You are probably light workers, those of you, whether you know it or not, spiritual teachers and healers of some kind, and the world needs you. We need all the goodness to come together, and that's the direction we're moving in. You know, it's, you're either going
right, light
or dark, and we
right, get
to choose.
Amen. That is a beautiful summarization there, Lisa. Thank you so much. And Lisa, Thank you so much for being on my show. It has been a true joy. I just love your energy. I feel like I've known you forever and can't wait to give you a big physical hug in person. And
I love you too.
Thanks. I feel that. But listeners, please tune in to Lisa Zimmerman on soullevelsolutions.com. She's a wealth of information. She has wonderful programs and insight for you. For tuning in to Unlimited Realities. Many blessings. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Have
too.
Have a wonderful week, Angel. Thanks
Thank
for being
you
on here.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.